you. I am Walt Whitman.
Commissioner
and Michael Moore.
Thank you. I didn't want to come down in the center here because I wanted to stand as one of thousands. This, to the media who are here, and God bless you and thank you for coming and giving attention to this. But this is a movement that does not have a spokesperson. We are all spokespeople. Everybody here. You don't have to train these cameras on me because everybody here has a story to tell. Has a story to tell about what's happened. This is not a movement. This is, who's the leader of this thing? And I said, everybody is the leader. Everybody here is the leader. The only way we're going to succeed is if everyone here is a leader and goes back to their neighborhood, to their school, to their church, to wherever, and bring more people into this. That's how this works. Yeah. Someone from the media asked me, who organized this? And I said, well, there's the Wells Fargo Center. They organized this. Yeah. And Citibank, and Chase, and ExxonMobil, and BP, and we go down the whole damn list.
Yeah.
This incredible movement has been organized by the greedy bastards who ruined the lives of millions of Americans. They weren't satisfied. They weren't satisfied with just a little bit of greed. They had to have a lot of greed, and then that wasn't enough either. And they wouldn't stop. They wouldn't stop. And they created a country where we've got 50 million people with no health insurance. We've got 46 million living in poverty. We've got 40 million adults who cannot read and write above a fourth grade level. They're called functional illiterates. That's the country we have because of what they've done to the middle class of this country, to the poor of this country. And if the media wants to know how this happened, thank you, Wells Fargo. You made this happen.
Yeah!
Now, I have to tell you something.
I saw you
on
David Letterman.
I... What did he say? As I was coming up the block here, I saw a few tents. And as I got closer, I saw a lot of tents. And then I went down the whole block, and there are even more tents on the next block.
Yeah.
And now you've moved into the third block. Almost a million people now work for Homeland Security. They've created a vast network to spy on the American people. They're in every mid-sized town in this country, and I just started imagining the Homeland Security people who are here, who were trying to put in their fake nose ring a couple hours ago, and they were drawing tattoos on each other's arms with magic markers so they would fit in. But unfortunately, right, they can't get rid of the $200 haircut. So, but I want to tell you what I saw, that what I just experienced as I came up the street. What is this, Salmon or Fifth? Yeah, like I said, it's Third and Madison. No, but I want to tell you, I have been to many of the occupies around this country, from New York to LA to San Francisco, Oakland. And this is by far the largest occupation. This is so inspiring. As I came up the street here, you're here in Portland, which is like way away from everything. So it's very hard to get to Portland. But so I'm here to tell you, having traveled the country, you don't know how friggin' awesome this is. That's right.
This is what democracy looks
like. In Portland. Portland. Of our new democracy. My sister is with me. I said, when we were coming up the street, is there like a, I wish that we had like a trophy to hand to Portland. That's right. Well, we got to the amphitheater and we said, here's the trophy. Look at all these people here. This is incredible.
That's right.
He's quoting me. So, I just want to just say a couple of things. Number one, this movement, which is only 6 weeks old, right? I mean, this is incredible that this has already, it's just spread like wildfire across the country. Last night, I was in a town in Northern California, over by the Nevada border, Nevada City. You ever heard of Grass Valley? Talked about being in the middle of nowhere. There's probably only a few thousand people that live there. Last week, they had 400 people at Occupy Grass Valley. This is happening everywhere. And it can't be stopped. It's only going to grow. Why is it... The American people have had it. Have you seen the public opinion polls where they ask the question, do you agree with the aims of Occupy Wall Street? And whether you look at the Time magazine poll or the National Journal, 59% of the American people support Occupy Wall Street. For those of you who are my age or older, can you think of any movement that has achieved 59% support in its first 6 weeks. I mean, it's just an amazing thing to see. And if you're old enough to remember the anti-Vietnam movement, that took years before the American public was in a majority against the war. The feminist movement, years. Actually, you could take that back to 1840. That's how long that took. And women still aren't paid the same as men. These are usually very long hauls and long struggles, and it's not to say that this one won't be a long haul either. Well, they're counting on you and me to go away. They think this is just the latest fad, that the weather's getting colder. And
we're getting colder.
I'm trying to bring the warm weather back by keeping my shorts on. These tents, the apparatus you've set up here, and I know it rains a lot here, but you are clearly in for the long haul. It's important to remember that the majority of the country you live in is with you. Oftentimes it doesn't feel that way. Oftentimes it feels like, oh, yes, it's true here in Portland, but once we, you know, get to Vancouver, it's no longer like this. That's not true anymore. This is really what America looks like. This is really what's happening. People have come alive, and the majority of your fellow Americans now come down on many issues the way that you have fought and struggled for so many years. The vast majority of Americans are against these wars, and they want them ended right now. That's the country. The vast majority of Americans believe that women should be paid the same as men. That we need stronger environmental laws. The last poll I saw, 72% of the American public says taxes must be raised on the rich. Now!
Yeah.
72%! 72%! And for the first time ever last month, the majority of Americans in the poll said, 54% said, we believe that gay marriage should be the law of the land. 54%! That's the country you live in. Take heart. Know that there are literally millions who wish they could be here with you in this park. And each one of you is a stand-in for another 1,000 people who can't be here. That's the role you're playing. Everybody has a part to play in this. So what you're doing here is absolutely incredible, and I know much appreciated by so many people. Now, how are the police treating you here? Okay? No? Fairly good. Fair to Midland. Better than Oakland. Can I get better than Oakland? Now, who in the federal government has been here in this part of the park? Anybody yet? Well, Homeland Security was here. This part here.